Anthropic's valuation approaching $1 trillion represents more than just another tech milestone. It's a fundamental shift in how markets value artificial intelligence capabilities. 7 co-founders, joining the world's 500 richest people in a single day, each worth roughly $8 billion, demonstrates capital concentration at historically unprecedented levels.
The comparison to OpenAI's previous valuation leadership is instructive here. When Anthropic surpasses OpenAI, it signals investor confidence in different AI approaches. Anthropic's focus on AI safety and constitutional AI training apparently resonates with institutional investors worried about regulatory risks and long-term viability of more aggressive AI development strategies.
However, the contradiction in corporate AI adoption patterns tells a more complex story. We're seeing developers refuse to abandon AI coding tools despite mounting evidence these systems actually slow productivity. Meanwhile, corporate America begins rationing AI usage as costs spiral beyond initial projections. There's a disconnect between enthusiasm and economic reality.
That disconnect shows up clearly in spending data. AI investment now exceeds 4.91% of GDP, topping the dot-com bubble's 4.46% peak in 2000. Jeffries warns that AI is costing more money than it is saving, which raises questions about whether current valuations reflect actual economic value or speculative momentum similar to previous tech bubbles.
The productivity paradox deserves deeper examination. Developers insist on using AI tools even when studies show these tools slow their work. This suggests AI provides value beyond raw productivity, perhaps reducing cognitive load, handling routine tasks, or improving code quality in ways that immediate speed metrics don't capture. The question is whether that value justifies current costs.
Bank of America's backing of Meta's new enterprise AI unit as a hedge against overcapacity indicates institutional investors recognize potential AI market saturation. When major banks start positioning for scenarios where AI capabilities exceed market demand, it suggests concerns about sustainable growth rates and return on investment.
Meta's response, planning AI pendants and wearables for work with targets of 10 million device sales in the second half of 2026, shows how companies are pushing AI into physical products to justify valuations. Moving from software services to hardware sales changes the economics and creates new revenue streams, but also introduces manufacturing and distribution costs that software companies haven't faced.
The enterprise focus makes strategic sense given consumer AI adoption challenges. Microsoft's surge on AI revenue momentum and defense contracts demonstrates how government and enterprise customers provide more predictable revenue than consumer markets. These customers pay premium prices for specialized capabilities and longer-term contracts.
But there's tension between AI safety concerns and market pressures. Anthropic cutting unauthorized share platform lists after pushback shows how rapidly scaling companies face regulatory and ethical challenges that slower growth might avoid. When you're worth nearly $1 trillion, every decision gets scrutinized by regulators, competitors, and advocacy groups.
The dinosaur tech stocks adding $1.7 trillion in value as AI revives legacy names suggests established companies with existing infrastructure and customer bases may capture more AI value than pure-play startups. Companies like Microsoft, which already have enterprise relationships and distribution channels, can monetize AI more efficiently than newer entrants, building everything from scratch.
Looking at developer behavior more closely, the refusal to abandon AI tools despite productivity concerns might reflect lock-in effects or skill atrophy. Once developers integrate AI into their workflows, returning to traditional methods feels inefficient, even if objective measures suggest otherwise. This psychological dependency could sustain demand even if economic benefits remain unclear.
The key question becomes sustainability. When AI spending exceeds dot-com bubble levels, while corporate customers begin rationing usage due to costs, we're approaching an inflection point where market expectations must align with actual economic value. Current valuations assume continued exponential growth that may not materialize if productivity gains don't justify expenses.